honey, all kinds of.
Would he be your honey and you'd be his? Or
yeah.
Well, what about, you ever heard him called anything else besides your boyfriend?
Like a beau? Yeah, I've heard it.
Who uses things like that?
Mostly older people that I've heard.
The older people use honey too?
Yeah.
What, and what about you? You wouldn't be his beau. I mean, you'd be his what?
I can't think of the term.
And if he, you know, as soon as you came home and he had lipstick right here, you know, and your mother said, what have y'all been doing? You'd say, well, we've been doing what?
Making out, I guess.
All right, now, okay, would you ever hear anything else there besides making out?
Yeah, kissing, smooching, necking, all kinds of stuff.
Would you use any of those? I mean,
yeah, I might. I would use kissing. I wouldn't use smooching.
Why? Why?
I just wouldn't.
The older people use that? Is that an older term or what?
I don't know if it's an older term. I just wouldn't use it.
Well, if he asked you to marry him, you know, and you don't want to, then what do you say that you do to him? You would what?
Refuse him.
And he would, if he did that to you though, then he would do what? If you asked him to marry you?
Same thing.
You'd say he did what?
He refused me, or turned me down.
But if you didn't, you went ahead and went through with it, you'd say you got
engaged.
And then you got
married.
And at the wedding, who would stand up with him?
His best man.
Any old-fashioned terms after that?
No.
And who would stand up with you?
Maid of honor.
And
or matron of honor.
Would, if there were several that stood up with you?
Oh, bridesmaids.
And if several stood up with him?
Groomsmen.
Would you ever hear any different terms for those words?
No.
Do you ever hear of like a real noisy party after a wedding? Like if it was, you know, if like if one of the couple had been married before or something, a lot of shooting and things going in?
No.
Have you ever heard of a shivery or anything like
that? I've heard of it.
You have? What is
on
it?
Television. That's about it.
What's the word?
I don't know. It's some kind of a party after a wedding. I don't know exactly what it is.
And what is it?
I don't know.
The word?
Oh, chivalry.
You hear that on television?
Yeah, I've heard it on television.
And if you went from here to McAllen, you tell your aunt, I'm going
to McAllen.
And to Mission, you'd say,
I'm going to Mission.
Would you say that? I mean, would you say, I'm going to Oak?
I'd say, I'm going to Mission or I'm going to McAllen.
What about Corpus?
Same thing.
And to the beach, you say, I'm going
to the beach.
What about Mexico City?
I'd say, I'm going down to Mexico City.
And New York?
I'd say New York or going up to New York. If it's something common, I wouldn't necessarily use a point of reference, like up or down or whatever.
But if it was a not, I mean, if it's or even if it's outside of the valley, you. What about Zapata or Laredo?
Same thing.
What would you say?
I'd say I'm going to Zapata or Laredo.
You wouldn't say you're going like over there?
No.
And what about if you met somebody in Atlanta you liked and, you know, and y'all started dating, he came out of here to see you, and I asked your roommate, I said, well, where, you know, how did they get together? And she'd say, well, she saw him, what, Atlanta?
Up in Atlanta.
And, what about somebody